This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. It is primary day in Missouri. We hope that you are out and about and getting your vote in. And we're also covering major news that's taking place across the world.
Well, Dana, I won't speak for what the Iranians will or won't do. It's a better question posed for them. But what I will say is we and our ally Israel are preparing for every possibility. And that's the vein in which the announcements that were made by the Pentagon took place. All of those posture adjustments are to prepare for a potential response against Israel from Iran or any other adversary that should try to do Israel harm. And we have been quite clear that we will work to defend Israel against the threats that it faces from outside its borders. And you don't have to take our word for it. Israel faced an extraordinary threat on April 13th. The United States and other partners and allies mustered to help Israel defend against and defeat that threat. And we are preparing to do so again should the need arise.
So that is a national security advisor saying that they are preparing to help Israel should the need arise with Iranian retaliation. Let's get to our friend Jim Carafano, who joins us now, senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, welcome back to the show. Important day to have you here.
Good to be with you, as always.
You know, I'm going to ask you a very broad question. You and I have known each other for a long time. When I, as a mother of four, my oldest son is 14, look at what's going on in the world, it makes me scared to see what's taking place in the Middle East and looking at America's relationship, strong ally partnership with Israel. What do American citizens need to be thinking right now about what's taking place?
Well, look, I mean, I think there's a couple, when people think, oh my God, this thing's going to spiral out of control, escalating. I mean, I think there's a couple of things to consider. First of all, I think American diplomacy is useless and stupid. I think our policy in the region for the last, you know, 3-4 years has just been ridiculous. But, you know, I will say this, as Iran at least publicly threatens to attack Israel, the presence of really a massive, one of the biggest actual military buildups that we have had in recent years, the Sixth Fleet, you've got air ships, and that the Iranians do understand. They don't understand politics and sanctions and blah, blah, but when they see an armada at their doorstep, that I think has to matter. You know, the other thing is the Israelis sent a very strong signal that they were not, if the Israelis wanted to escalate and have a war with these guys, you know, the Israelis would not have done what they did, which was a very targeted, very strategic, very surgical strike to send a powerful message. And the third thing is Hezbollah, yeah, they've got a lot of military capability. Yeah, they can do a lot of damage. Israel, however, is a very resilient state. Lebanon is a basket case. The whole country will collapse in 5 minutes, and then Hezbollah will have to live in the seventh circle of hell. So they have to think about that. And, yeah, the Iranians could do a lot of damage, too, but they can't attack Israel. It's a country that's countries away. I mean, how are they going to get there? So they can plot, you know, shoot a lot of missiles at the Israelis, but on the 5 seconds after this war starts, the Israelis are going to take out all their command and control infrastructure that allows them to control the country. They're going to take out their nuclear, they're going to take out their electrical grid, they're going to take out their oil and transportation and their infrastructure, and they'll probably go after all their nuclear sites. And if you're Iran, you have to ask, you know, is that a price worth paying?
Yeah.
So I hear a lot of bluster and a lot of, on the one hand, and a lot of, you know, stupid, oh, just don't escalate kind of bull on the other. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, people have to look at the, now, look, I'm not saying nothing's going to happen, you know, because clearly, you know, I'm not always right, but mostly it's because, you know, what I say should happen, people, you know, I exclude the irresponsible and stupid things to do, which people do anyway, but so let's say they're not going to do that, but this is the notion that somehow this is just going to jump you know, we jumped like from the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand to, you know, into the trenches in World War One. There's a lot of steps on that escalation ladder that people have to think about.
We're speaking with Jim Carafano with the Heritage Foundation, an expert in national security and foreign policy. I want to read to you the tweet that came out. I will say Kamala tweeted it, but it's from the vice presidential Twitter account. So somebody tweeted it on her behalf. This is an official reaction. This was from yesterday. Today, the president and I met with our national security team to discuss developments in the Middle East. Our commitment to the security of Israel is unwavering. As we prepare to support the defense of Israel against Iran and Iran-backed terrorist groups, we are also working to de-escalate regional tensions and prevent further conflict. We also discuss the steps we are taking to defend our forces and respond to any attack against our personnel in a manner and place of our choosing. What do you make of that statement from the vice president's Twitter account?
Well, I mean, it's the blah, blah you should expect from them. It's really kind of meaningless gobbledygook. I mean, here's what it doesn't say. 99% of the reason why we are where we are is because of the failed policies of the U.S. government in the last 3 years, which have enriched and emboldened and empowered Iran to unleash their surrogates in the most terrible attacks on Israel since the 73 war. And even in the midst of all that, we continue to send money to UNRWA, which is an extension of a terrorist organization. We put food into Gaza, which wound up in the hands of Hamas, which they sold. We've hamstrung the Israelis and not allowed them to defend ourselves. So, when they talk about all the things we're doing for Ukraine, you know, they ought to remind people that they did nothing to deter Russia from attacking to begin with. And their initial response was to tell Zelensky to abandon his country. So, it's like Hannibal Lecter saying, I swear to God, from today forward, I'm going to be a vegetarian. You know, you want to believe him? Fine.
But you're not going over to his house for dinner. In so many words. We're speaking with Jim Carafano right now about what's going on in the Middle East. I want to ask you about two stories that, in my mind, I kind of relate together. And I say this as I come from the generation of people who came of age right around September 11th. And we got to watch, as incredibly young adults and very old children all at the same time, our country react to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Two stories. This is from the New York Post. Frustration and outrage are mounting among a bevy of prominent veterans over report detailing how U.S. currency is flowing into Taliban-controlled Afghanistan and propping up the regime that American soldiers fought against for decades. Pair this with the plea deal that took the death penalty off the table for the basically mastermind of 9/11. What's happening right now in American politics that is influencing where we have been and sent people to die to defend this country?
Look, so what I can look, there is an Obama playbook. This is the liberal way of dealing with bad people in the world that was implemented by Barack Obama, followed to a letter by Joe Biden, which you should expect because it's all the same people. And let's be honest, if Harris is president, it's going to be all the same people. It's going to be the same thing. And there's a couple of things there which are absolutely consistent. The strategy for dealing with evil people with them has always been engagement and alignment. That you make nice with your enemies, you show them you're not a threat, you figure out how we can get along, and everything's fine. Now, every time they've ever done that, the enemy has stabbed them in their face, whether it's in Syria with the red line or the Russians invading twice or the Chinese or the Afghan or the Taliban. Right. But that's their strategy. And when it fails, their impulse is, how do I go back to the strategy? And the second thing is they are the ultimate restrainers and the ultimate risk-averse people, that they don't want to use coercive force at all or threaten coercive force that they get away with. And so their strategy is always, what is the minimum I can do to make the problem go away? And then if that doesn't work, I'll do a little more. And then if that doesn't work, I'll do it a little more. The problem is all our enemies in the world know this playbook. And so they can all absolutely kind of predict the response that we're going to do. The reason why you now have the administration saying we're going to send the Sixth Fleet there is because they're trapped between the playbook, which tells them what to do, and the reality of what is happening on the ground. I mean, the reality is, you know, you can love AOC, you can love the squad, you can think that, you know, Palestinian flags, you know, waving is great and awesome and everything else. But at the end of the day, the Israel is a essential strategic partner that the United States cannot abandon. And if Israel goes down, the whole region blows up. And that who knows where that leads. So at the end of the day, in spite of their instincts, in spite of everything they want to do, they have to go back and defend Israel. Just like they wanted to abandon Ukraine. They were ready to walk away from Europe. But at the end of the day, if Europe burns to the ground, they have to go back and do that. Obama wanted to leave the Middle East. He was jumping out of the Middle East. ISIS almost took over the Middle East. And what did Obama do? He had to go back in. And so this is what happens when they are caught between reality and the world that how they want the world to work. At the end of the day, they're trapped there. And if you go back to Harris's statement, this is a quintessential example of that. You know, on the one hand, can't we all just get along? On the other hand, well, I actually can't have to defend the country's interests. And they know they can't get away with either. They can't actually say, I believe in peace through strength. I want to defend the country, because that's what Trump says, right?
Right.
And they also can't just say, you know what? The Palestinians are right. We should destroy all the Jews out of the country. They can't say that either. So they wind up standing in mush.
Jim Carafano speaking with us right now. I got one last question for you, kind of a broad-based question. And I'm going to this is not about politics, because we've got a party that's in charge. Democrats, they have the Oval Office. It's their administration. It's their vision for America right now. The question is, initially was going to be, do these people who are in charge right now love America? But if I ask you that question, the people listening to us right now, I think, potentially have a very different vision about what America is. And if I see America as something differently than maybe Joe Biden or the people in his administration, their vision for America, then I can't ask you the question, do they love it? Because we're talking about something that is patently different. So my question to you what do they think America is that they love so much that they want the power to help control or lead it?
I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The reality is they don't love America. They don't. I think that's really true. On the other hand, they know they are accountable to America, because at least half of America still really loves this country. And if they want to get reelected, and if they want to put back in power, in the end, despite everything they do, the woke and they have to defend America's interests, because it, just like now, Harris wants to pretend that she doesn't know anything about the borders are, because she realizes that Americans are not going to elect somebody who says they're not going to secure the border, right? So, and as long as they're accountable, when there is no other option, when they can do nothing else, they will defend America's interests, not because they love the country, but because they can't keep power unless they do that. So either one of two things is going to happen. You know, they're going to find ways to not be accountable anymore, pack the Supreme Court, you know, make sure they never have to face another election. And then you'll see what they really want for this country. That is not a partisan political statement. That's based on 8 years of Obama, 4 years of Biden, and everything that Kamala Harris represents. So I have a pretty good database by which to go by to say what's different from these people than when Republicans and Democrats used to squabble about each other 20 years ago.
Last question. We've got Harris and now Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, on the ballot. That's one of the options for American voters. California and Minnesota, how do they represent America in your mind, where those states have gone?
Well, I mean, to me, this has been one of the great, when I say about, you know, holding, you know, being held accountable, one of the great things about our system is because it is state-based, because we have an electoral college, because smaller states cannot, and you know, can't just be pushed aside, because people can vote with their feet and move to wherever they want, and so they fled to Texas and Florida and Tennessee and places like that. You know, we have a pressure valve here. And as long as some people in a country can't speak for everybody in the country because they're elites that are untouchable, you know, that is the great safeguard of democracy. I mean, there are so many countries, for example, we have an urban elite, which is, you know, totally leftist, and the entire rest of the country is conservative, but the urban elite elects the thing and they control the country, right? So we can't have that here.
Yeah.
And I think that is, you know, even the balance of power, the Supreme Court, the Congress, and the White, that's not enough, right? Because we see constant efforts to try to subvert that, you know, get rid of the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, right? But you still have this nagging problem of, you know, there is no way to tell all of America, get in line and do what you're told. And as long as that's true, it's very difficult for people to say, you know, California or Minnesota speak for the nation, because they don't.
Jim Carafano, always a pleasure. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, we'll do it again. Senior Counselor to the President and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation, our friend Jim Carafano.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.